Aaron and she talks.
Attention, attention. Prepare to receive critical information. Further dispatches from elsewhere. Commander 14 of Elsewhere Public Works Agency speaking. Attention! Attention, all operatives, field agents, and partisans of nonchalance. This is the voice of Commander 14, broadcasting on the clandestine frequency. If you are within the sound of my voice, you are now listening to a certified and official dispatch from elsewhere. Perhaps the final one. Pay heed. The harrow of Time's Point unearths many vectors of probability, and as true nonchalants, we have always striven to remain flexible, in balance with our own powers and their ultimate capability to align our consciousness with the flow of the most favorable tides of developing history. Time, we know, eternally moves for each of us, from the lowliest foot soldier in our ranks to the supreme archons of nonchalance, toward a nexus of culmination. We who have struggled, have fought, you who have sacrificed the long hours in pursuit of rectification of the inequities and injustice of the Jejunites, we must all gird our metaphorical loins for an onrushing event which will soon be upon us. We must prepare ourselves for that event. Now the clarion call goes out through teeming cities and over sea and land. Attention! I, Commander 14, now announce what might be called, in popular parlance, a showdown with the Jejun Institute and all its swarming minions. The Elsewhere Public Works Agency has been made aware for some time of a parallel movement of the Jejunites in the Nuosphere. We do know that what they plan will affect us all who participate in the struggle, that ever-unfolding contest whose existence itself throughout human history for all the long ages has been the secret knowledge of a favored few. And now, their plans can be openly revealed. Now, from this day forth, it is attendant upon us to proclaim that we of nonchalance have apprehended the hour of reckoning. I, Commander 14, would not be true to our eternal principles were I not deeply suspicious of the rapacious Jejun Institute and all its works. Nonetheless, I do not make policy, but obey its requirements, however onerous. In this case, I have my orders, and I will follow them. Here is what is going down. An upcoming seminar that Octavio Coleman himself will be conducting. This, as far as we are able to determine, is no diversionary tactic. It is absolutely real and will be openly conducted. And we followers of nonchalance are not forbidden, but are even encouraged to attend. Yes, you hear me correctly. You and I, all of us, may participate in Coleman's new offering. Attention, all nonchalant operatives, field agents, and partisans. You who are aware, unlike the unknowing masses who surround us and among whom we live with our nonchalant natures hidden, you whose vision has been unveiled and have come to be able to see what real forces are at work in the world underlying the apparent inane flow of so-called current events, you know that the widespread news of attempted reconciliation between political parties, cries for civility, and against partisanship are a natural development in the clownish blundering of the sham government, which obscures the actual mechanisms, the hidden gear trains and cogs of power. These phony, trumped-up tropes signify something basic and transformative now going on beneath the illusionary surfaces of soi-disant consensus reality. Something is happening, unknown to and off the radar of the conspiracy media's talking news heads, social networks, think tanks, and editorial boards. I, Commander 14, admit that I find it more than hard even to consider any kind of accommodation with the misguided and ethically perverse secret empire of Octavio Coleman, Esquire. We who in past times have demanded the immediate arrest of all members of that same Jejun Institute to stand trial before a people's tribunal and a cabinet of nonchalant jurists must now sheathe our weapons and walk with open hands into the lair of the dragon. But, as I say, I follow my orders. Know then that on the 10th of April, 2011 AD, the Zhejun Institute will hold an event with workshops, whatever these may be, at the Hyatt Regency, Sunday, April 10th, from noon to 5 p.m., Socio-Reengineering Seminar 2011, an afternoon of rhythmic synchronicity with Octavio Coleman Esquire, will take place. The seminar will feature special guests, to wit, Antoine Logan, Tori Hot Prune, and Yams Moongood. Therefore, I, Commander 14, say unto you, go ahead and attend this seminar, if it seems fitting and proper. Advance into the lair of the Zhejunites, but hold tightly to your knowledge as followers of Nonchalance. Do not swallow Coleman's poisonous ideology without a preliminary taste, always keeping in mind the true principles of Nonchalance, never to be forgotten, though as fallible beings in this life and struggle, we may sometimes flinch and falter on our way. Once again, the event is for real, and it effectively will be a seminar, a showdown, yes, between conflicting ideologies, but perhaps, and it is I, Commander 14, who say this, a chance to build bridges across what has seemed heretofore an unspannable chasm. Can such things be? Future history will provide the answer. Once again, Socio Reengineering Seminar 2011, an afternoon of rhythmic synchronicity with Octavio Coleman, Esquire, and special guests Antoine Logan, Yams Moongood, and Tori Hotbrun at the Hyatt Regency, 5 Embarcadero Center in the Garden Room on Sunday, April 10th, beginning at noon and concluding at 5 p.m. Attention! Attention, all operatives, field agents, and partisans of Nonchalance. This is the voice of Commander 14, broadcasting on the clandestine frequency. Whether reconciliation is possible, or whether we are now foolishly risking ensnarement and incarceration in the Black Iron Prison, however it falls out, you may, with due caution, attend the seminar. Perhaps I, Commander 14, have lived too long. Now we must embrace the unspeakable, the unthinkable. For the last time in this dispatch, hear the information on the seminar. Socio Reengineering Seminar 2011, an afternoon of rhythmic synchronicity with Octavio Coleman Esquire and special guests Yams Moongood, Tori Hotprune, and Antoine Logan. At the Hyatt Regency, the Garden Room, 5 Embarcadero Center on Sunday, April 10th, from midday, when noon lies heavy on flower and tree, to 5 p.m., when shadows of evening steal across the sky. In the name of Nonchalance, this is Commander 14, signing off.
Newsflash. EPSC 99 now available. Acquire at one of the following locations: needles and pens, dark hued books, issues, or available for cash via the EPSPO box. For more information on the EPS zine and other EPS activities, visit stampsfromelsewhere.com.
Support for this program has been provided by the Elsewhere Public Works Agency. The EPWA provides for the management and maintenance of the pervasive yet effervescent extra-dimensionally located Elsewhere. Please check back for important announcements and other information routing, and, or also as well as, visit our website at www.elsewherepublicworks.com. Sayonara.